Uncle Josh at the White House.
Well, our town went Republican last fall. We had 9 majority. They had 10 votes in the town. Would have been unanimous, but Ezra Hawkins, this cross-eyed, has signed old fool marks in the wrong place, and his vote went Democratic. Well, Lige Willett, he was our congressman, and I allowed I'd go down to Washington and see Lige. Well, I was riding along on one of them sleeping cars going down now. First time I ever rode in one of them, and when I got up in the morning, I never was so darn tangled up in my life. I lost my socks in that little street nest that got alongside of Why You Sleep, and then I lost my collar button. Well, I noticed some fellas sleeping there before left a little collar button sticking right beside the wall. I allowed I might as well have it, so got off my knife and started to gouge it out. I had put an eye out, and fellow what had charge of things come up to me, and he said, "What do you want?" I said, "I don't want nothing." He said, "Well, quit ringing the bell." Well, then I went up the end of the car where all the rest of them went to wash their hands and faces, and by gosh, I ain't found out yet how they done it. They had a row of little horse cloths along there, had a pump alongside each one of them, and I went pumping water in one of them darn little troughs and had a hole in the bottom of it and run out faster than I could pump again. Well, I got down to Washington, and there was a darnest lot of fellas there at the depot, and every one of them wanted to carry my carpet bag. I let one colored feller have it. I said, "What's your name?" He said, "My name is George Washington." I said, "All right, George." We started up the street and they had a parade or something, and we got separated in the crowd, and I got to looking around hollering for George. This fella said, "Who do you want?" I said, "I'm looking for George Washington." He said, "Why, you darn old AC, he's been dead 200 years. Well, I got up to the White House and Teddy, he just came up and grabbed me by both hands. He said, "Why, Joyce Weathersby, how do you do? Delighted. I'm pretty busy, so I'll turn you over to the Secretary of the Interior." Well, Secretary of the Interior, he turned me over to the Secretary of the Board on Foreign Missions, and Secretary of the Board on Foreign Missions introduced me to Secretary of Agriculture, and I never did find Lige Willett, but when I got home, I had enough garden seed in my pocket to plant all pumpkin centers.